Welcome, friend. To be a successful investor, we have to train our brains because our brains can work against us. There's a terrific book called Thinking Fast and Slow, which is a must-read for any serious investor. In the book, the authors did a series of clever experiments where they asked people questions. For example, would you rather have a 95% chance to win $10,000 or a 100% chance to win $9,000? Think about that. A 95% chance to win $10,000 or a 100% chance to win $9,000. Which would you take? Well, the mathematically correct answer is to take the 95% chance. 95% times 10,000 equals $9,500, which is a greater expected payout than the guaranteed $9,000. But a lot of people take the guaranteed $9,000 because we're risk averse. In other words, we want to avoid losses, and this is because losses feel worse than winnings feel good. Losses feel worse than winnings feel good. I can attest to this from my own experience as a business owner. Whenever we have lost business in the past, it used to drive me nuts. And it felt way worse than winning new business, which just created a kind of fleeting pleasure. So this seems to be how our brains are naturally wired. And in the book, they share many, many other examples of how the logical or mathematical choice is overridden by our brains, which inject emotion and subjectivity into what should be logical, objective decisions. So this has huge implications for us as investors. We have to learn to override or to rewire our brains. And that, of course, is what we're doing in this investor mindset series. This is based on science. The science shows that people who have practiced years of meditation, which is essentially what we're learning, have actually grown their brains. They create what is called gyrification, which is increased thickness on the outer folds of their brains. Their brains actually grow because they're practicing these types of exercises. And what that creates, according to the studies, are increased introspection, or the ability to look inside ourselves, increased awareness, or the ability to see what's going on accurately, and increased emotional control. These are all critical skills that we must learn as investors. So in plain English, these exercises are helping us develop a superpower, and it's the patient and persistent practice of these exercises that creates those changes to the brain and helps us cultivate these superpowers. So congratulations on coming back. You're doing it, and we're going to do it today. So first of all, let's find a comfortable place. Sit with our feet on the floor, hands in our lap, and just take a number of deep, calming breaths. And you can note anywhere in your body that feels tense, starting at your feet and slowly scanning your body up to the head, just gently releasing any areas of tension. Now focus on that breath. You may wish to focus on the abdomen and notice your abdomen rising and falling with each breath. Now, one method for going deeper into these meditations and building that increased thickness of the outer folds of the brain is to count the breaths as they go in and out. You may want to count to 6, for example. So inhale 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and exhale 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Let's keep doing this for a few minutes. Whenever you notice your mind wandering, return gently to the breath with that simple count of 6 in and 6 out. Now, in the state of relaxation, gently think the words health, wealth, and happiness. Set your intention to practice again tomorrow, to build your brain, to develop these qualities and many others. Take a deep breath and open your eyes. I'll see you again tomorrow.